earth, sky.
In partnership with the Chemical Heritage Foundation and DuPont, Earth Sky presents Thanks to Chemistry. Today, Nina Fedorov, current president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and a science leader in global food solutions for Earth's still growing population.
As the climate warms, there will be places that will get hotter and drier, and that's going to make it even more difficult to increase the food supply. And the experts are saying that we have to double the food supply by the middle of the century, and we don't have any more land and water to use. So how are we going to do that? That's the dilemma.
Dr. Fedorov spoke of what are called jumping genes, which are closely linked to mutations in plants. She said that over the centuries, improvements to crops have come about in part because of chance mutations caused by the sun's radiation, for example. Her work is about creating specific mutations in the lab aimed at helping plants do better at withstanding drought, heat, floods, and so on to help produce enough food.
The ability of plant genomes to change, which is largely promoted by jumping genes, is just essential to the whole process of creating enough food to support this enormous population of people that we have today and more tomorrow.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.